Check, check, check.
Check, check.
Yeah.
Sipowitz.
Syphilis.
All that stuff.
Gonorrhea, cha, cha, cha.
Never had gonorrhea.
Yeah, me neither.
Oh, nice. Buddies. Nice.
Yeah, we're the non-goners.
There it is.
Big Ted Smith and Steve Mix. You are now entering
the Megacast.
Are they professional?
Not
the best. Do they have gonorrhea?
No. Oh, then I can listen to them.
Yeah. Syphilis. No.
No. Chlamydia.
No.
No.
Not currently.
Not today.
Not today, chlamydia.
Not today, chlamydia. But look, if you got it and you're listening right now, we ain't here to judge.
That's the best one to get, though.
Is it?
Yeah, it's like a week of antibiotics, I've heard.
Oh, have you heard that?
Yeah, I heard that.
A little birdie told you?
Yeah, a little birdie.
A little chlamydia bird?
Yeah. I saw it on socials.
Why don't they call it I got the clam?
I don't know. And then people always call it the clap, but the clap is different than chlamydia.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a very common misconception.
So, I don't have it, but like I'm going on New Day Northwest tomorrow.
Oh, are you?
And I'm a little bit stressed because I have a giant bruise on my lip.
It does look a bit like a sore.
Yes.
Yeah.
It actually, my lip was split in half.
Ooh.
Yeah. So it's finally getting, it's getting better.
All right. What are you doing on there?
Right now, liquid Band-Aid.
No. All on New Day Northwest.
Oh.
Damn, Steve, get out of the gym mindset.
Liquid Band-Aid, bro. Liquid Band-Aid, bro. Yo, with a little bit of a cycle in there with some of testosterone. Just injecting it right in my lip, man. The gains with a Z all over. See, my lip can bench at least 130 now.
Yeah.
Yeah, one plate. Recognize. 135 for life. So a new game that they want to play.
All right, cool.
Whenever they want to try a new game, they bring me and Taryn on.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so me and Taryn will be on.
I remember when I used to go on with you.
I remember my first.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Not anymore. Yeah. I got cut out.
Yeah, Taryn just swooped in and took your spot.
Yeah, good for her.
Yeah, nice for her, yeah.
Yeah.
They may have lost your email. I don't know what's going on over there.
Yeah.
Right. You're not even going to be here tomorrow.
I'm not, but it still pisses me off. tell Terry, I said personally, he looks awesome and he's kicking ass right now.
Who's Terry? Oh, Terry Holloman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's dominating.
I wonder if he's going to be on there tomorrow.
I thought he was on every day now.
It looks like that, yeah.
That's what I say. I think he's part of the show.
He's crushing it.
He is. Like, yeah. His Instagram's awesome. Like, shout out to him, man.
He's a Husky?
He is.
Maybe I'll have to bring him when I go to Kia Puyallup. Oh, wait, that was an off-air conversation.
Sorry.
That's a whole other conversation now. Because I think I have to speed up my new car purchase.
Go down there.
I am. Yeah, I'm already in talks with people here. Like, because I want to get a... I originally was thinking about getting a Kia Sorento. And I'm like... I didn't realize that they make a hybrid Kia Sportage, which is smaller, and that's exactly what I'm looking for. And I was all fired up today. I'm like, Steve, control your impulses. You do not need to buy the car today. And I think I can afford it, but you know how it is. Like, once you get excited about something, you're like, I just need it. My car got repaired, right? So I got a new radiator and thermostat. This set me back a few dollars.
Had to put a new starter in the Acura. Oh,
dude, it sucks.
Yeah.
So, of course, the minute you take it off the... out of a mechanic, I'm driving, going up to Vancouver, a light goes on for like, your tire sensors are now off. I'm like, what the hell is that? And then the engine light goes on. I'm like, I just got it out of the damn mechanics. Like, what the hell is going on? So I bring it back. They're like, oh, we got to just reset the tire thing. That's no problem. No cost.
All right.
Then they're like, yeah, check engine lights on now because you need a new catalytic converter.
Oh.
I'm like, oh. They're like, yeah. And I'm like, and I go, well, what's that going to cost? And I love the guy that I was talking to. He goes, you know, it's probably close to like $5,000-$6,000. I'd suggest you just get rid of this car.
I mean, shout out to him for being honest.
I was like, oh. And I said, so I go, can I drive with it the way that it is? Or is this something that I absolutely have to get fixed this moment? He goes, no, it might misfire a little bit here and there. And the more it misfires, the more it's starting to like kind of like go. But he's like, yeah, you could drive. It'll be okay for a little bit. I'm like, cool, because I need to get past this whole vacation I got coming up and to get my finances.
You log
in
a lot
order.
Of miles.
I do.
Yeah.
So that was not what I wanted to hear. But I knew once I got the other thing repaired, I'm like, this is going to start the repairs. It's just, you know how it is with cars.
Yeah.
And
I do. I've owned one for almost a month now.
And you've already had to repair it.
And I've already had to put a starter in it.
Oh my gosh, dude. And but part of me wants to be like, I wish you guys would have known this before I got the other things repaired, because then I would have had like a couple thousand dollars I could have used as a down payment for a new car.
Yeah, now you're stuck in that weird situation where it's like, well, I might as well ride out this one for as long as I can.
Exactly. That's pretty much what I'm going to do.
All right.
Yeah. So that's the fun that I got to deal with.
Or topic, yeah, sticking with driving. Now that I've been driving a little bit, do you notice how many people pick their noses in their car?
Everybody does.
It is shocking.
Anytime I look to the left or the right of me, somebody's digging for gold.
I mean, digging.
I think people forget that none of us have tinted windows in the front.
Yeah, I'm just like, damn.
Isn't that weird that like we live in like a weird bubble in a car where you think it's okay to just pick your nose? But if like you were at a restaurant by yourself or anywhere by yourself, you're not going to just shove your finger up your nose.
No, I'm shocked at the amount of people that pick their noses. I'm shocked at the amount of people that drive like maniacs. I'm really just shocked at the amount of people like, people, fix your taillights at night.
Yeah. And, you know, dude, I'm guilty of picking my nose in my car, too.
Yeah, I guess I haven't yet. But
well, you haven't driven long enough. Trust me. But I'll try. And like, I'm almost like that guy that's like, no cars are next to me. All right. Oh, car's coming. No cars are next to me. Like, what am I doing?
My biggest issue is I keep running out for stupid stuff. Like I drove to soccer, right? So when I'm driving home, like, stop by the grocery store. I don't really need anything, but I like, I'll get a bag salad, some lunch meat, make a sandwich. It's like, I have food at home. But because I'm mobile, I'm like,
While I'm on my way home, there just so happened to be a QFC right there.
Yeah, exactly.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, I'm always toying with the idea of going to get Chick-fil-A, but it was Sunday.
Ah, Tatum wanted Chick-fil-A because she liked the French fries, not the actual chicken. But like, she's like,
which is odd because I think their fries are their lowest point.
You know what's funny is that was what gave those French fries when she was pregnant.
Oh, I wonder if it got into her little body when she was an amoeba.
I wonder, dude. A little fetus?
Jeez. You're not raising a frog.
Oh, you don't know?
I don't know. Could she hop?
Dude, just wait till this Saturday for her recital. She has to hop like a frog.
Oh, well, maybe you did.
It was meant to be. Yeah, but she loves those fries. I think they're okay.
I don't mind them. They definitely need sauce. I'm just saying, I think they have the best nuggets in the game.
Yeah, you got their fries. To those, yeah.
Yeah, their fries are way down the line.
And the Polynesian sauce is pretty amazing.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Oh, now I'm freaking hungry.
I know. I'll stop.
Ted Talks.
Can't stop. You gotta talk.
Starring B. Tech Smith.
All right. Be selfish. Now, when I say be selfish, I'm not saying be selfish all the time, but sometimes you got to do stuff that's right for you.
Yeah.
Right? It might not fit into the plans of everybody else or whatever, but like sometimes you just got to stop down and do what's best for you. And look, I'm not going to lie. Part of this is watching this PGA Live Tour thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man, people were losing their minds yesterday.
I'm not saying I like where the money's coming from or this and that. But the fact is that money is there. It is involved in a lot of our politics. It's involved in a lot of our sports already. And those guys that were like the moral high ground and stuck with the PGA, it's like, great. So now you're together and you missed out on millions and millions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
Like even when it started, like because our friend Arlo White went over there and he caught a lot of flack. And I sent him a message. I said, good for you, man. You got to do what's best for you and your family.
100%. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you like, know what? That's why you got to be a wrestling fan. We've already been conditioned to work with the Saudis.
Yeah, and you got to deal with. You know what I mean? Like, I have a hard time. Like, look, I hate being this way, but as I've gotten older and you see the world for what it is, it's like, look, let's just be honest. Money is important.
You know, every month I'm reminded of that when I get all these bills that show up.
Right. So I have a hard time seeing anybody. I could be wrong, but I have a hard time seeing people when somebody's going to offer you 10 times your salary to do half your work. Like, I get why these guys did it.
Well, yeah. Well, it's easier to get behind a keyboard and take shots at somebody for doing that. But if your job that you're miserable at, all of a sudden another job that is the same exact thing comes to you and says, hey, we'll give you 10 times the amount of what you're getting paid right now. You know everyone's going to take that job.
Correct.
Yeah.
And that's an extreme example. But also, I mean, you've done this. It might have something to do with your fitness routine. Now, sure, you want to go out with the boys and stuff, and it's a big party. But maybe you just can't go. It doesn't fit in with what you're doing fitness-wise right now. So that's what I'm saying. Sometimes you got to be selfish and do what's best for you.
And then I just go into the bathtub and cry and eat my non-dairy Ben & Jerry's ice cream.
I mean, that's a scene.
Yeah, it's a thing. It's a thing. It's a look. It's a flex.
But it's okay. You know what I mean? In this circumstance, like, be selfish sometimes.
I find myself sometimes I'll be talking to somebody and I'll say something like, I feel selfish for saying this, blah, 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 blah. And I'll always get cut off. And like, it's not selfish at all when you're trying to do what's right for yourself. You're not like saying, I'm robbing banks because I need the money. You know, it's like you're just saying you did this. Yeah, it's not going to make everybody happy with certain decisions that you make, but it's not like you're doing anything in spite of somebody.
Correct.
Yeah, it's hard, though. I think that's it's a good, you know, for me, I like knowing that, okay, I feel like what I'm doing is selfish, but I also feel like it's important for me to do it.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look, at the end of the day, right, it's you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I mean, obviously, you have a wife and a daughter, but, like, Steve's got to look out for Steve.
Because then otherwise, I'm going to be miserable at home.
Yeah.
And I think that my wife thankfully understands that. Like that, yeah, would she rather me stay home than maybe make a trip to Abbotsford, British Columbia on a Saturday? Yeah, most likely, yes. But she's not like, she realizes I don't do it every weekend. And it's like maybe once or twice, one or two days out of the entire month that I'll do something like that. And she's like, you come back in a better mindset and you're happy. And it also gives you something to look forward to the next time that you do it and you're in good spirits. Of course, I'm going to let you do it.
Correct.
Yeah. But it's selfish. Of course it's selfish.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's how we all are. Also, that would be like me being like, babe, you can't do CrossFit anymore because it's costing us too much money. Like, yeah, it does cost a pretty penny, but it makes my wife super happy.
And that's her thing.
It's her everything. And not, okay, obviously important. Her wife, my kid's important.
No, but that's
you know
her,
what I mean.
That's her social circle.
Yes.
That's where she goes. Her friends are at the gym.
That's where all the stories that she tells me about her day, it typically revolves around CrossFit stuff.
Yeah.
Which personally, don't even understand what the hell she's talking about sometimes. But I love the passion and I'm excited to hear about it because it's important to her.
Yeah.
No different than my wrestling stuff. I'll tell her something. I can tell her. She's like, I don't know a suplex from an eye poke. So whatever you're saying sounds great, babe.
Right. Jesse, look, I did it on Sunday, right? I texted like two people. Now, I picked out the two people I thought might care and just like, hey, just to let you know I did score a goal today. Right, but it makes me happy. I was happy to do it.
I'm happy to hear you scored a goal.
Oh,
kind of insulted that I didn't get the text, though, now. You know what? Maybe I'm happy you don't do New Day Northwest with me.
Well, listen, yeah. I get where New Day's coming from. Steve Miggs and Taryn, or like Steve Miggs and Ted.
Yeah. Well, you know, Ted, Steve Miggs could tell him about all the goals you're scoring, but he doesn't know because Ted's not telling him.
I got to be a better communicator with you, honey.
I don't remember the last time I got a text from you, Ted, other than to say I'm going to be late.
Oh, wait a minute. I'll pull up our text thread right now because the last conversation we had was good.
Was it? I don't even know, to be honest with you. Big win.
Oh, F yeah. Big win, boys. What a win. I'm assuming we were talking hockey. That's right, because it's just F yeah, boys. That's most of our text.
Ted, that was a month ago. May 2nd. That is true. All my time. This game is crazy. This is bonkers. F yeah. This is wild. WTF. Let's effing go, boys. Playoff hockey. I love it. Right? That's all. You know, we need hockey back. We need the Kraken. The Kraken was keeping our friendship alive.
What was the only thing keeping this? I mean, this friendship's on life support, man.
It's a struggle.
It is.
I mean, before hockey season, we're not even talking. This is bad, dude.
You start playing hockey again, and Taryn's on that goddamn bench coaching, then I'm going to lose it.
That's how we get you.
Well, the problem is Taryn's awesome, so if you took her, everybody would be like, yeah, Coach Taryn's in, Coach Ted's out.
Ted's out, Taryn's in.
Like, I'm at the swinging door, boys.
Well,
like, nobody's coming over.
You know, I mean, it is what it is, man. All of a sudden, the Donkeys had a tournament where they had to have two women on the team. Now, all of a sudden, there's even talks of a girl playing on our team. Crap happens. It's changed. It's not just a boys club anymore.
She starts playing hockey. I'll learn to play hockey just to cross check her.
Take her out.
Right. Just like you learned hockey just to like hurt your friend.
Yes.
Yes. This is hockey. I had to send a message.
I need to let her know where she stands.
Well, she can't stand, dude. You hacked her in the shin.
You broke both of her legs. She had a torn MCL in one.
Her poor kid's like, what happened to mom? Like, mom got involved in a hockey she couldn't handle.
Dad dealt with a massive injury this weekend. First time wrestling where I got split open.
Well, all right. So what happened?
30 seconds into the match, right? We're locked up. Bring him to the corner, and I'm pulling his hair. I'm like, ah, you know, talking my crap, trying to get the fans to hate me. It was my first time ever wrestling in Abbotsford, British Columbia, small town. Honestly, love that town.
All right.
Like, cool bars, cool restaurants. Like, I told Sid, I'm like,
how is this like, are you like when you're tugging on hair, is this kind of like grab my hair during sex kind of tug? Or?
Oh, you know it. No, he just kind of like, you know how to like pull it in a way that, you know, I'm not really I'm just holding his head, basically.
All right. But he's got I feel like if I tried to make it look like I was pulling somebody's hair, I'd be pulling too hard. They'd be like, Ted, stop.
No, you can just kind of like grab it by like the base of the head.
All right.
Out of context, that sounds very strange. But, you know, you just kind of hold it almost like a grip.
All right.
You're not really pulling on the hair, really. So I got him. I'm bringing him back. And I'm like talking some ass to the crowd. But I'm trying to establish that I'm the a-hole. And I'm doing, you know, already the crowd's been flipping me off when I first walk out because I just have such a likable face.
Yep.
And right when I'm over there, when I let go of his head, I think he over-exaggerated. So he snapped forward. And my head was... So he... And I honestly have to look back on the video. Maybe I also might have leaned in. I can't remember. Like, no one was to blame. It was a fluke. But his mouth, or no, his forehead.
His forehead.
Nailed my mouth. And I thought, oh, man. I was like, you know, and then you instantly have to assess. Like, do I have a concussion? Am I okay? Blah, 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 blah.
Do I still have teeth?
And is he okay? Like, I got hurt. I'm like, I think I'm fine. So, like, now I'm continuing. And as I'm continuing, the ref leans over and goes, you're bleeding, man. And I'm like, no. And I'm like, I thought that was sweat. Like, I felt like, you know, because it's hot.
What are the rules when you start bleeding?
The ref puts on rubber gloves.
All right. I don't know. Yeah. That's it. I mean, yeah, like, is it like, do you have to stop? Right. Because, no. like, some sports, they take you out. Like, obviously, MMA, you're expected to bleed, so it's not shocking.
Yeah. I mean, it's never intentional. I mean, in some places, like, it's illegal. The promotion, or maybe even like the city, whatever it may be, says that you can't, like, they call it like juicing or like bleeding or blading. Like, you couldn't like intentionally do it. But if it happens accidentally, it happens accidentally. Then it's a case by case basis. So I'm like, oh, I'm bleeding. Great. And then I went to wet my hand on my mouth just to see how bad, and my entire hand is covered in blood.
Plus, I look down, you're sweating.
I look down and I'm just dripping. Like, ugh. It's leaking. 30 seconds of the match. I know we have at least 7 more minutes to go. And of course, it's like that old Mike Tyson, like, you have a game plan until you get punched in the mouth.
Yeah.
Like, you know what you're planning on doing in a match until your mouth starts bleeding and you're like trying to like make sure you're okay. Because now the entire room is gasping in a sense. Like, now they're starting to feel sympathy for me because, oh man, guy's bleeding and he's still going. So I'm still trying to piss them off while I'm bleeding and they feel the whole thing was just like, it still turned out to be a fun match, but like, of course, the last thing I wanted was that. And blood's all over the mat. It's all over my gear. My gear's silver, so it's showing. You know, it just looks like a crime scene. The entire thing.
Did it at least look tough or cool?
I don't know. I have yet to get a picture.
All right.
I've been bugging. Like, the photographer comes up and goes, oh man, I got lots of pictures of you all bloody, but I'm not going to post those. They're too gnarly. I'm like, well, can you please send them to me? Like, the joke with wrestlers is you don't want to bleed, but if you do, it better look cool.
That's
you
what want I'm the saying. Picture. Right. Yeah. If it's on your gear, that had at least look kind of tough.
Like, I'm thinking it was like kind of almost like an Andrew WK thing on my face, you know, like the blood. And then the video guy goes, hey, man, you were bleeding. I was zoomed in. It was awesome. I was like, that's so funny. The video guy thought
still
it was awesome.
It's like, it's too much.
And the other guy's like, it's too gross, man. I'm not posting these. And the other guy's like, I got some good close-ups. So I'm waiting to get the video. And the guy's like waiting to get all the footage to edit it up. So I'm dying to see it because, like, I don't ever bleed during my matches. So I want to see if it looked cool or not.
All right. I don't think you can go on New Day and talk about STDs. But there's some way when that segment starts, you got to be like, I busted my lip wrestling. Something. You got to get that out front because you're right. Right now, it just looks like you have a giant cold sore.
It looks nasty. Right.
Yeah.
Yesterday was even worse because I had all this like liquid bandage on it.
So it's all shiny.
So it was like pussy looking.
Yeah.
And at first I was like, man, this thing is healing nasty. And I'm in the middle of the night. All of a sudden, like, that fell off. I didn't realize that liquid bandage just hardens and falls off. I thought I
never used it.
Me neither. First time. Stings like a bitch.
All right.
And it just fell. I'm like, a piece of my lip just fell off. And I realized, oh, no, it's just a liquid Band-Aid.
And your one fingernail is still black.
I know.
Like, when you point to your other injury, I'm like, Steve, you look like you're like a walking triage over there.
At least I could smile today. For the longest, like, couple of days, I couldn't even smile because I was afraid I was going to So afterwards, I get done, and everyone's looking at me like, whoa, what happened? I'm like, well, we went a little tough. And one of the guys that runs the promotion goes, you okay? I'm like, yeah, I'm good. Just busted open. He goes, you want me to stitch it? He's like, you'd probably take a couple stitches. I mean, I'm like, well, he goes, oh, no, don't worry. My real job, I'm a doctor. I'm like, you're running a promotion? Like, this is crazy. Like, I didn't know that. I would never even thought that, like, we had a doctor in house. And he had, like, oh, yeah, I have the whole kit. I can numb it. I can. He's like, the only problem is if I give you a stitch, it might leave a weird bump and with, like, aesthetically how it looks. He's like, lips typically heal pretty well. It might just take a couple weeks, but just, you know, you don't need a stitch. I was like, all right, I'll be fine. But then it wouldn't stop bleeding.
Did he at least put a suture on it?
He didn't. That's the one thing he did not have. It's like little butterfly
I wish you would take it a couple stitches. I mean, that would work good for hockey, too.
Yeah.
Post-match, Steve's laying down.
Two stitches.
It would have I'll tell you what, though. Getting numbed up in your lip would have hurt like a bitch.
Yeah, I didn't really want to do that.
No.
Honestly, I didn't want to cross the border with like a, you know. But then again, I'm crossing the border with like a busted open lip, and it's still kind of like, it was like, it kind of sorted blood for like the next day.
Oy.
Yeah, like I woke up the next morning, I'm like, oh, it's probably all dried up, and I touch it, and it's still like a little drip of blood.
Yeah.
I was like, this sucks. So it's what it is. What are you going to do?
I like the idea of you going through the border. Any drugs on you? Obviously not.
I'm like trying to hide it, and he's like, where are you guys coming from? I'm like, oh, I went to a wrestling show. He goes, went to a wrestling show? And I'm like, oh, he's on to us. I'm thinking, he's like, you actually wrestled in that wrestling show. Then I realized he was just surprised that we went to a wrestling show in Abbotsford.
Boy, like you, like he's on to us. You're not doing anything illegal.
Dude, I don't know about you. Whenever I cross the border, I'm just worried that a magical bag of heroin is up my butt and I don't even realize it. Like, I always think I'm doing something wrong even when I'm not.
When I flew out of Germany, like one of the last security or the main custom check there, the guy goes, here for the game? I was like, yeah. And he goes, who's your favorite player on the Seahawks? And I like panic. I'm like, DK Metcalf.
I've held the test.
What? Why did I panic? I watch him every week.
Dude, I start shaking when I get close to the damn border. Yeah. I'm like, oh boy. I remember when I went out with my wife, she just said something about like, she's like, do they think they sniff for bombs? I'm like, do not bring up that word around here.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, she's like, what do you mean? I'm like, they're probably listening to us right now. I'm like, she's like, well, how? I'm like, I don't know. There's probably microphones everywhere. She's like, you're insane. I'm like, I know.
Dude, when I was a kid, my dad and I went to like pick up my mom at some event, right? She worked with the AFL for years. So the president was speaking. I forget what president it was, but same thing. Like, we're walking up there and I was like, this is a lot of security. Like, is this just for guns? He's like, don't say gun. They're all over. It's the Secret Service. I was like, all right, all right.
Say drugs. Don't say gun. Don't say bomb.
I got in trouble at the Miami airport. They said, do you have any drugs on you? And I went, nah, man, we already smoked them. And they were like, private room. Let's go. And
I think that was funny.
Honestly, as I'd had a couple mimosas. It was the morning after a wedding.
Fair. Yeah.
I trust me, it was dumb. And then they were like, sir, this is not funny. And I was like, and they're like, can we search? I was like, yeah, search everything. I'm sorry. That was a bad, I shouldn't have said that. I mean, they were pissed.
Yeah, they're like, we don't take kindly to these jokes.
Right?
But dude, one time I went.
And it's Miami International Airport. Drugs are a problem there.
Yes. They're like, this son of a bitch is just blatantly telling us. Well, dude, when I went over the border once for a hockey tournament, and it was me and J-Mac, and we had all of our gear in the back, and I'm going over the border, and the lady's like, blah, 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 do you have, and they finally go, do you have any guns on you, or something like that? I go, yeah. And like, you do? Where? And I'm like, it's in the back. Like, you have guns in the back of the car. I'm like, no. They're like, why'd you say yes? I'm like, I thought you said, do you have gear? I misunderstood what they said. Like, my, you know how sometimes things change. I was like, I thought you were talking about goalie gear. I was like, I have my goalie gear in the back. She's like, no, I said guns. And she was pissed, obviously. And I'm like, no, I don't own a gun. I don't even know how to hit it. I use a gun. And she's just, and then finally, she's like, all right, you're fine. And I was like, oh my gosh, that was kind of a freaky thing.
They're in the back.
Yeah, I'm like,
imagine being that casual going into Canada, like, oh yeah, I'm bringing some guns.
All in the back. Barely fit it in the back. Had to really push it down. Packed to the top.
Got my 50 cal with me. Like, sir, do you know what you're saying? Yeah, I got some.
Yeah.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport. The thrill of victory. And the agony of defeat. This is
the Ted Smith's
Wide World of Sports. Brought to you by
Smith Family Popcorn. Good people.
Oh, wearing a shirt.
Popcorn.
Also, I know we have one Megacast listener. His family goes to Cape Cod every year. They're going to go by the shop.
Awesome.
Yeah. And even if you think you don't like popcorn, maybe you like beer.
Mm.
The beer garden's open this summer.
Oh, what's the weather like right now there?
I mean, Cape Cod's a lot like here, so it's probably like low 80s and okay. then like 60s at night.
Damn, yeah, we're supposed to hit 87 today.
Yeah. It is kind of crazy, too. I'm flying back east tonight, and they got all the wildfire smoke from Canada.
Did you see the footage of, like, Yankee Stadium and then downtown New York City?
Yeah.
It's kind of it's kind of scary looking.
I know. Well, we're kind of used to it, unfortunately. Yeah. I will say, I know this is a sports segment. I am legit worried about the weather this summer.
Yeah.
It has been, it's already been so dry, and, like, we generally don't get rain in July and August. Like, I know people don't, like, we need a rainstorm this month.
I wouldn't mind it too, because like you know, the grass outside of my house is getting a little browner, and I'm trying to keep up with it, Ted.
There's nothing you could do.
I'm doing the best that I can. I'm ordering it as much as I can.
All right, let's see. Seattle Sounders FC, like, yeah, you can see my note. SFFC suck. That was a boring game on Sunday.
What do you get? One shot on goal.
Yeah, I mean, the second half was a little better. That first half, I was like, oh, man, I'm just out here sweating in the sun.
Yeah.
But it was a nice day. Saw a bunch of people. It's always a good time. The rain played after that. It went about as well as the Sounders game.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, yeah. Great time.
Yeah, but you scored in soccer this weekend.
I did. I was an old man. There was a great ball. I was playing up front. I was still kind of limping around. And I ran as hard as I could. Just snuck it through the five hole in the keeper. He could have called for ball. I would have had to, either way, I scored the goal and then kind of just limped back to midfield. Yes.
And the crowd's saying, Ted Smith, he's effing everywhere.
Let's see. NBA Finals are actually pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Miami got a game on Sunday that comes back on tonight, so that's good.
Game three, baby.
NHL, like, Jesus, the Knights just look dominant.
Yeah, I mean, you know, no, I mean, in all fairness, the Panthers are using the same tactic that they used against the Boston Bruins. They're going to give them three games.
Oh, you know, good point. I didn't think about that.
The hardest thing to win is a 3-0 series lead in hockey.
Unless you're the Panthers.
Right, and then they're just going to come from behind and win it all. I don't think so. Dude, they are just spanking them.
I turned that game off. What was it? Or Monday night or something.
7-2, I think it finished, or 8-2.
Yeah, it was like 4-0 or 4. I was just like, you could just, I know enough about hockey. You could just tell, like,
it was 6-0. I'm like, I'll just keep it on in the background, but this game's over.
Yeah, like Florida's not coming back. No. And they just look better.
I just don't think, I don't think this game's going to go, if maybe five games.
Yeah.
It doesn't look, I mean, well, I guess we'll find out. They'll play better maybe at home. But,
yeah.
Oh, man, did you see that reporter, that stiff-arm, that Vegas fan? That was amazing.
Awesome.
I love her.
Get away from me.
Yeah. No, not during my report.
I've seen so many good stiff-arms from that.
Yes.
Like Marshawn and, King Henry down in Tennessee. And everybody's like, good form. Like, doesn't lose eye contact with the camera.
That was amazing. And I love her, like, one of her tweets is like, I would go back to like, civilized fans in Florida or something like that. I was like, that's great. Talking S as well.
I saw a good one too with the referee, and he's giving somebody from Florida. He's like, "Oh, he played 57 minutes the other night." And he's like, "Yeah." And he's like, "I do 60 a game." And the guy's like, "Yeah, you're skating that fast,
right?"
He's like, "Well, I'm just saying, I do 60 a game.
I don't need a line change."
Yeah. Other than that, I mean, the Mariners are. I didn't even look today. Are they still around 500?
Yeah, they are either at or a game under. They beat San Diego last night, 4-1.
All right, I saw that.
So they're still hovering around 500, maybe by a game or so. Hopefully they win again tonight. You got George Kirby on the mound. That's a good thing.
Yeah, and like, think? I mean, last year they didn't really do S till right before the All-Star break.
Kind of sucks, though. We're going into the All-Star break that's happening here.
They need to string together some wins leading up to that.
I agree. And yeah. I mean, do you think they're just going to have one representative on the All-Star team?
It doesn't look hot.
Right?
Yeah.
What a bummer. Like, it felt like, oh, this is the season that this team's going to be really good. And we have the All-Star game here, which means probably a few of the players would be All-Stars. And none of them look like All-Stars this year. Not a single one of them.
Are you going to any of that stuff?
Probably not.
I want to go to the Derby, but the only tickets that have come my way are you got to buy them for like every event. And I'm just like, well, I can't go to everything. And that is super expensive.
Yeah, I'll watch on TV. It's the same with the Winter Classic. I'm hoping I could go to the game, but I'm not dropping that kind of coin.
Yeah.
Like $400 to just sit in a baseball stadium. And yeah, you're there for the experience, but you're not going to be able to see much on the game. Like it's a bad sight line to watch a hockey game in a baseball stadium. And I just can't afford that.
Yeah, like I'd like to go see it, and I'm going to wait till we get closer to that.
Same.
Plus, the weather might be terrible, so that might help ticket prices drop. But I'm, I saw that guy tweet us. I was like, yeah, I'm not buying. I've already spent too much money on tickets this year between F1 and George Strait.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's more important, George Strait.
You know, Stapleton will be there, too.
Where was that at?
That's coming up in a couple weeks on at Lumen.
You could get tickets here, from here?
I didn't. No, I went out and bought these.
We have a country music station at this here.
I know. It was very specific. I wanted to see this show.
Okay. Now I kind of want to request a pair. You're like, Ted, I got a pair, too. They were free.
Look, you want me to say it? I'll say it, Steve. I'm sitting in a suite.
Oh.
Yeah. All right.
Did not know we were going down that road.
Yeah. All right.
That's fine. I'm sitting on a couch in King 5 Studios for New Day Northwest tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah. With Taryn.
Yeah.
Your new best friend.
Yeah. Yeah. We're getting bracelets made after it.
Just get a tattoo already.
Maybe I will. Yeah, I'll just say Taryn across my chest.
You know what you should do that would really bug me? Just get a picture of you two. I don't know the woman that hosts now. So I would tell her I said hello, but like I do like Terry. I just started following on Instagram. Like, God, he's a good follow.
Yeah, he is. He's so, very positive, got good stuff, good words of wisdom.
Yeah, the one time I was on there with Taryn, he was super nice and cool with me. So, but I'm saying, make sure you get a picture of the three of you just like happy and being best buds.
I hope we can make it happen. You know, Taryn being a very angry coug, I don't know if she's going to want to get a picture with Terry.
Yeah, that's a good point.
He's a husky.
Yes. That's all right. I'll pepper you all weekend with pictures of Lito's pizza and crab cakes.
All right, fine. Then I'm going to pepper you with pictures of Terry.
That would drive me up a wall. Like, wait a minute, this is Saturday. What are you three doing together on Saturday? Just hanging out.
I'm going to have him in there. He's going to be sitting in my little kiddie pool in my backyard.
You guys are all in your backyard.
Drinking fruity drinks.
He's over on your smoker making actual meat.
Yes.
You're like, look, I eat meat again when you're not around, Ted.
Ted, look, I just had a brisket. Terry makes a great brisket.
For best friends.
I bought him an apron. It just says Brisket King.
Brisket King. Terry. And on the back it says Steve's new best friend, a.k.a. the Brisket King.
Terry the Brisket King.
You know, we should just have him on this podcast. We've been talking about him half the podcast now.
I think he would come on.
Yeah, why not?
All right. Well, watch, he's like, guys, I'm vegan. I can't believe you would even assume that I make briskets.
Hey, he does a lot of cooking videos.
Mm-hmm. No. It'd be fun to have Terry on. He's a good dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, we got to get out of here.
Yeah. I got to actually go do work.
Well, safe travels.
All right, man. Have fun tomorrow. Kick ass. I know you guys will.
Yep. And then Friday night, I'll be kicking some serious ass at SOS Pro Wrestling in Tacoma.
Word on the street is you're in a triple threat match.
I hate triple threat matches.
I know. Whoa, you sold it great. Look how excited I am.
I know. That's right. And the funny part is, sometimes everyone's like, oh, I love your promos. Like, I like how, I'm like, I'm just saying what I really think. And you guys think I'm just playing a character.
It was a good one. Like, I watched that one. I was like, huh, no S. All right, Steve.
Let's go. Time for me to get that title back, Ted. Hopefully I don't re-split my lip open because I got a big recital the next day for my daughter.
Oh, it's all right. No dad's going to give you any flack there.
No, none.
Oh, my daughter didn't sing good enough? Do you see this lip? Do you want one?
Yeah. You should see what happened to the other guy.
Yeah. He's still in the infirmary.
Yeah. He's actually clinging on for a life.
All right. I'll be back next week.
All right. Fly safe.
See you, dude.